What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And guys, if you haven't heard already by now, you should know that Apple and the world-famous iPhone has a bit of a bug in the latest release of its mobile operating system, iOS. And it's all about FaceTime, in which you can hear the audio of the person you're trying to call during a group FaceTime call before, when, and if they pick up their device to talk. So, guys, this has sparked a little bit of an outrage. So, as we always do, let's get into it. So guys, as I reported earlier about the whole FaceTime bug, it's been independently confirmed all over the internet, and also it's been independently confirmed by The Verge that two iPhones running iOS 12.1.2, essentially you begin calling someone with FaceTime video from within the phone. Once that person picks up, you can swipe up to add your own phone number to the call. So like once you've added yourself, FaceTime immediately seems to assume it's an active conference call and begins sending the audio of the person you're calling, even though they haven't picked up. And also, it is crazy enough, is that if the person calling you could listen to your microphone before you've picked up, it just means that, hey, you're just broadcasting yourself without even knowing. And also, it appears that you could broadcast not only your audio, but potentially your video as well. So, of course, 9 to 5 Mac has picked on this. Mac Rumors picked it up. And apparently, Benjamin Mayo from another website noted that it's potentially scarier because the FaceTime on Mac, that client actually rings for a lot longer than will on your iPhone. So, guys, this has actually been disabled on the server level side from Apple, and they're actually working to put out a fix to iOS as we speak. So I haven't seen anything today as of yet, and today is January the 30th at 9 a.m. We haven't seen anything pointing to the fact that we're about to get a new release of iOS. I haven't seen any notification in my settings, but we know that Apple really does stay on top of things, and we also have to look at it from a perspective of the fact that anyone can have a software bug, and that's okay. Now, is it okay of the ramifications? No. And I'm glad and pleased that they're working to get it fixed as fast as they can, but there are bugs in software, guys. There are always bugs, even if you don't notice them, or even if you are not affected by them. It doesn't mean that there is an absence of a bug. It just means that it isn't directly affecting you. So guys, as you know, I'm not going to sit up here and take up for a $1 billion company. I'm simply explaining the facts so that you know that this is nothing nefarious. It is a bug. However, with that being said, we all know Apple's stance on privacy. And of course, as of late, Tim Cook cannot help but stand on this gigantic soapbox. So a day ago, Tim Cook tweeted, and I quote, "We must keep fighting for the kind of world we want to live in. On this hashtag Data Privacy Day, let us all insist on action and reform for vital privacy protections. The dangers are real and the consequences are too important," end quote. Now, Mr. Cook, with all due respect, me and others in the technological community are sick and tired of the crap that Apple is spewing. Now, it is one thing to be private. I promote data security, privacy, and integrity of that data. But at the same time, as I noted in my Deflectors episode, Apple deflects. So you guys do privacy great. But let's not hide from the fact, let's not forget that Apple's earnings were down. iPhone sales are not what they used to be. iOS has bugs, which is reported with FaceTime. Let's not forget that the last Mac Pro was a laughingstock. It was terrible. And you've had to remediate that by coming out with iMac Pros. And you've had to remediate that by saying that there is a new Mac Pro coming this year that's going to be modular, quote unquote. So let's not forget of the misstep after misstep after misstep. Let's not talk about the fact that iPhone XR is selling more than both iPhone XS models. Let's not forget that the price of every one of your products has risen 20%+ over recent years. But we're talking about privacy. The one thing that you guys seem to do well and that you seem to want to vouch for above absolutely anything else and pull the wool over everyone else's eyes as you let other portions of your business model slip. That is what you're doing. So guys, wrapping it all up, FaceTime, that bug will be fixed soon in an iOS update, so be sure to check your devices for it, and hopefully that guy will be pushed through soon. And this whole privacy thing, Tim Cook, shut up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.